Are you scouring the web for the best Black Friday and Cyber Monday deals? Stop it. Get Rakuten. Rakuten is a shopping sidekick that gets you cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. Right now, you can get up to 15% cash back at the stores you love. You can even stack cash back on top of the biggest sales of the year. That's savings on savings. It's more time shopping and less time searching. With Rakuten, you're always saving at your favorite stores on the things you're already buying. Cash back is automatically added to your account as you shop, and you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Now's the time to join. Up to 15% cash back ends on 12/2. Plus, new members will receive a welcome bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the British TV Watchlist, the podcast that covers Brit shows worth the binge. From an American point of view, we've got insight and analysis into actors, characters, storylines, and entire series. If it's streaming on the telly, we've got thoughts. So pop the kettle on, settle in, and let's get started with another episode of the British TV Watchlist.
Aloha from hot Honolulu, Hawaii. Thank goodness for air conditioning. Hi there, it's Michael T. And let's send a quick shout out to listeners in Huntersville, North Carolina, Quezon City in Manila, and San Francisco, California, one of my favorite cities. Wherever you are, thank you for listening to the show. This week on the British TV Watchlist, we take a look at another new show for 2025. It's called Death Valley. The show stars the immensely talented and prolific actor Timothy Spall. You probably know him as Peter Pettigrew from the Harry Potter films. Also starring is Welsh actress Gwyneth Keyworth. The show is called Death Valley. Now, a couple of negatively perceived words glued together. I thought this was going to be a gritty police procedural. With a name like that, I was expecting a tone similar to Line of Duty or the very intense Happy Valley. But what we got instead was something lighter than Father Brown and far sillier. I try not to let the expectations get the better of me. Just because I expect something a certain way doesn't necessarily mean they got it wrong. But in this case, naming a show Death Valley sets up a reasonable expectation for drama, blood, tension, and maybe some violence. Instead of drama, we get humor. Switch out the blood for bumbling. Tension becomes curiosity. Violence is completely absent. In order to enjoy the show, I had to reset my expectations. This is supposed to be a comedy, so let's judge it on that level. Death Valley offers little to hold me. I actually enjoy watching Timothy Spall. I've seen a few of his performances. Of course, everyone knows him from Harry Potter. I've seen him in a couple of other shows, including Denial, where he played Holocaust denier David Irving. Timothy Spall was nothing short of mesmerizing. It was a strong, magnetic performance, even though he was playing the antagonist to Rachel Weisz's character. Timothy Spall's resume is a mile long. He's done Shakespeare and period pieces like Wolf Hall. He won a BAFTA for Best Actor in The Sixth Commandment. And he was awarded Best Actor for his portrayal of painter J.M.W. Turner in the movie Mr. Turner. I suppose there's a challenge in every role an actor undertakes. That transition from Wolf Hall to Death Valley is like an F1 driver coming out of a hairpin turn and hitting the straightaway. It's drastic. To make it even more interesting, in Death Valley, he plays two characters. John Chappell, the retired actor, and he also plays Charles Caesar, the character that made John Chappell famous. My favorite part of the John Chappell character is when Chappell mumbles to himself while he contemplates the case at hand. He ponders out loud, finds clarity, and becomes intelligible again. It's a charming trait for an old retired actor. The job that John Chappell is trying to accomplish is helping local police detective Janie Mallowan solve big cases and, hopefully, advance her career. Right here, there's a disconnect. D.S. Mallowan yearns to become a better detective, but her goofiness makes me wonder how in the world she achieved the rank of detective sergeant. She's mostly lighthearted, unfocused, almost ditzy. I would have an easier time believing the characters if John Chappell were the quirky actor and Janie Mallowan were the more serious detective. She would reluctantly accept his help, and he would be the observant one to help solve the case each week. But I guess Father Brown had already been done, so maybe it was a creative choice to make her a little offbeat. Am I expecting too much? Maybe I'm hanging on to my preconceived prejudice of wanting a more serious detective drama. If you're enjoying the British TV watch list and want to help keep the clues coming, consider supporting us on Patreon at British TV Watchlist. Your support keeps the episodes flowing, the research sharp, and the kettle warm. As a patron, you'll receive shout-outs during future episodes, and you'll live with the quiet satisfaction of helping this cozy corner of British TV fandom thrive. We'll make sure each episode arrives like a perfectly brewed pot of Earl Grey, complete with a plot twist. Thank you for helping us solve the mysteries together. To join the case, visit patreon.com/British TV Watchlist. Let's take a look at the character D.S. Mallowan, played by Gwyneth Keyworth. Janie is kind of a character who throws herself into the room and then quietly wonders if she should have knocked first. Lots of yin-yang going on here. She's socially unpolished, but professionally razor-sharp. She's driven by a mix of ambition and quiet grief. Janie isn't slick, she's not suave, but she's persistent, intuitive, and more emotionally intelligent than she's given credit for. Her detective work isn't flashy, it's about human connection, pattern recognition, and a kind of gentle empathy that sneaks up on you. Maybe that's a trait that female detectives bring to the job. What makes Janie compelling is that she's awkward without being reduced to comic relief. Her interactions with John Chappell reveal layers of vulnerability beneath her investigative bravado. She grew up watching Chappell as the fictional Inspector Caesar, and now she's solving real mysteries with him. There's hero worship, discomfort, and a surprising amount of tenderness. Janie's emotional history adds texture to every scene. A deep bereavement early in life left her socially closed off, but fiercely committed to justice. She's not trying to be liked, she's trying to matter. And in a landscape that often rewards charm over substance, she stands out by being authentically herself. While I'm not a huge fan of the show, I do enjoy the performances. Janie offers a flawed and messy detective who's intuitive and unafraid. As Detective Mallowan, she's got the drive of a pit bull with the personality of a golden retriever. Ultimately, it's the interaction between John Chappell and Janie Mallowan that I look forward to. So many dichotomies to play off of. Male versus female, old and young, thoughtful and spontaneous, trained pro and amateur. And we learn in episode 6 that her observation skills are just as sharp as John Chappell's. Don't worry, no spoilers here. Now, to be fair, I rewatched that episode 6 in order to give the show as much chance as possible. I've done this before with other shows like Sister Boniface and Agatha Christie's Poirot and other shows, and ended up liking them the second time around. So the same thing happened with Death Valley. Taken for what it is, it's more than watchable. Gwyneth Keyworth more than holds her own opposite Timothy Spall. Her comedic bits often steal the scene and push her further into stardom. Spall is awesome. I haven't seen all of his work, but everything I have seen has been top-notch. The stories are solid, too. I believe British TV writers have a distinct advantage over everyone, having been surrounded by all the great mystery writers. Agatha Christie, Arthur Conan Doyle, P.D. James, G.K. Chesterton, and Anne Cleves. A couple of other authors have had impact as well, Dorothy Sayers and Ruth Rendell. And of course, let's not forget Shakespeare. He wasn't your typical mystery writer, but no doubt his plots and characters have been a profound influence on contemporary writers. So if you're like me and you dismissed Death Valley, maybe give it a try again. What's the worst that could happen? You'll get views of the rich Welsh backdrop, and you'll get to see Timothy Spall ply his craft in a comedic setting. And I can deal with that. That's it for this episode. Please comment, leave a review, like, share. We love the feedback. We hope you enjoy listening to the British TV Watchlist. Until next time, cheers!
The British TV Watchlist is written and produced by Michael T. in Honolulu, Hawaii. Speculation and opinion powered by caffeine and curiosity. For more clever takes and cold cases, remember to subscribe, like, and share. Keep the mystery and the moxie rolling. All rights reserved. Copyright 2025 Michael T. Media.